It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show talking Defiance Challenge today, which happens this year on Friday, March 3rd, a fundraiser for the Sunlight Volunteer Ski Patrol. Mike Bomley, of course, who we've talked to about this for, 10 years, something like that. Currently the mountain manager.
Yeah.
Still the mountain manager, right?
I still am.
Okay. You never know when you're going to get another promotion.
You never know.
And as part of being mountain manager, you kind of oversee and help out with Ski Patrol, right?
I do.
Yeah. And a couple volunteers, too. Pat Corcoran is on the board. You remember him from the conversation. Was it last year or was it a couple years ago?
No, it's been the last couple years.
Okay.
On and off.
More than one.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. A board member and a volunteer, and then Paul Janey is also here with us today.
Good to be here.
And also a volunteer and a board member on the Defiance board. To be a volunteer and to go through all the training that is required of a ski patrol volunteer, you guys have to love to ski.
Yes.
I mean, it's got to be. It has to be a passion.
It's more than that. You want to help. You want to be out there and be in a position to help someone. You know, you're willing to take that extra step, that extra effort to get there.
Yeah.
You know,
you involved,
skiing's also a big plus.
You involved in, you know, EMT or any kind of medicine or anything like that before becoming Ski Patrol? Either one of you?
No, not at all. It was just a really interesting thing to learn about. I'd grown up skiing my entire life, never really had any type of medical background, you know, mathematician, economist by school. But, you know, to learn something new is kind of a highlight to me. And just having a great group of friends up there, the camaraderie, the ski area is great. I love it. You know, just a good family atmosphere. So,
and the men and women in the red coats always seem cool.
We tried.
Am I right?
Well, I've yet to take somebody's lift ticket from them.
Yeah, exactly. That's true.
I speak for myself
when I
say that. So Defiance Challenge.
Yep.
Have the two of you ever participated in the Defiance Challenge? No? Paul?
Well, I'm going to volunteer and help put it on this year. Kind of debating whether I want to compete, you know. Getting a little old, though.
Yeah. Don't have the legs for it.
I don't know, Mike. You have anything to say about that?
Well, I attempted to do everyone. I finished everyone up until last year, but my daughter broke her foot about 9 runs in, and when I lost my partner, I was like, you know what? I'm 60 now, so
yep.
You know, it's a lot of fun. The biggest thing about it is it's a lot of fun. All the teams root and cheer for all the other teams. Great camaraderie in the event, just like in the volunteer ski patrol. And I got to say, the volunteer ski patrol is a very diverse, talented group of individuals. I mean, we have pathologists, we have electricians, we have bankers, people in the real estate game. Just a bunch of super talented people in the community, and they're volunteering their time to help other people. I would say that the common trait they all have is empathy.
Yeah, sure. I have to say, I'm a little surprised that you're still coming and talking to me about this, because Defiance Challenge is one of those things that's so popular among the group of people that are interested in it. I'm surprised you still have any slots left for people to participate.
You know, it's different people every year, and we just want to, you know, it's a good chance for us to remind everybody that's going on, because it's also the Volunteer Ski Patrollers one big fundraiser of the year now that, you know, Ski Swap went away about 8 years ago.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's the big fundraiser for the volunteers, and it's a good chance for us to get it out to everybody. We're always looking for people to come join us. If you can't make it on Friday, if you're up at Sunlight any day, stop into the patrol, talk to Tracy or talk to any of the volunteers, because we can get you, we can start to onboard you and tell you what it's going to take to get that red coat.
And it takes about a year, right? I remember right?
It does.
Yeah.
And that's an intense year as well.
The first year is you got to be committed. And that OEC medical class, to me, was as hard as any 5-credit-hour college course I ever took.
OEC, Outdoor Emergency care. Okay.
It's basically pretty similar to an EMT course. An EMT course is, I think, more geared towards an ambulance or a first aid room, whereas OEC is geared a lot more towards in the field.
Right. And I think it was used to be called something else, which escapes me right now, and it's not important to the conversation today anyway. If somebody's listening right now and they want to participate in the Defiance Challenge again on Friday, March 3rd, you start at 7 a.m., right?
Correct.
7 a.m. until 5 p.m., right?
That's correct.
Okay. And you do – there are – it's all expert terrain.
It is 40 different expert trails.
And you have to ski or snowboard, but I want to say a majority of people that participate are on skis. No? Okay.
I don't know. It's pretty diverse.
We've got quite a few snowboarders that do it.
It's very doable for the snowboarders.
There's more skiers, I would say, than snowboarders, but there are some really, really good snowboard teams that those guys are good.
I guess I'm just not that good at turning yet. I'm thinking of expert terrain on a snowboard and thinking, you know, on skis, at least you can hop. You can hop over the moguls and you can go the opposite direction. Whereas on a snowboard, I don't have the core strength.
Okay, truth be said, the guys who win this race aren't turning. They spend more time sitting on the lift than they do skiing because they basically straight line those double diamonds that we set up for them, and they go as fast as they can down it. It's pretty amazing when you, at the end of the day, you realize how many laps these kids have done.
Crazy.
And they all do the math. They're like, people are like, well, they shot on the lift most of the time. I'm like, yeah, well.
That's true.
They just bombed the run.
It's true.
The, twice as long to get down.
The guys who win get more rest than anybody else. Mm-hmm. But, oh, my goodness, they push so hard. I just don't. I mean, just watch them at my age. It just makes my back and my knees and my hips hurt. Just watch them.
Well, having said that, having, you know, skied by myself where you tend to go, at least for me, maybe a little bit faster, and then skied with people who are maybe not as fast on the slopes, your legs don't hurt as much when you're moving faster. Because you spend more time on the lift. That's my experience anyway. Maybe
some truth to that.
I think that, you know, it takes a while when you're learning to ski or snowboard that it actually gets easier as you get a little more momentum. Skiing slow takes a lot of energy.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Sure.
It does. It's more painful too. Mm-hmm. You know, the faster you're going, the steeper it is, the less it's gonna hurt when you fall.
Good point.
Okay. Website is sunlightskipatrol.com and
sunlightmtn.com. You can get to our events page there and sign up for it there.
Okay. So is the main page the best place then, Mike?
I would say either.
Yeah.
Okay.
Either one will get you there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Perfect. Yep. And again, it happens on Friday, March 3rd. Yep. How much does it cost for a team?
That's your question.
I think it's still $125.
Yeah, you're right. Absolutely.
Okay. And again, that also buys you into the celebration at the end of the day, which, correct, of course, you have to take time to recover, right?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
What is the record? Somebody has to – one of the three of you have to know what the record is.
Yeah, that would be my son and Nate Grosskopf, Aiden Corcoran and Nate Grosskopf. I think they did 67 laps. 47 laps. Which is basically almost as much as you can do in one day.
I don't think
there's some people that argue that it could be
the lift
be
doesn't
done.
Go that fast.
There was a bunch of argument about that. And what I can tell you is I don't see any way possible anybody could ever break that and do 48.
No. It's just a matter of the logistics of the lifts.
That's a lot of runs.
It is. Oh. It is. And like I said, those guys were just straight line.
Do folks usually take a break for lunch in the middle of the day?
Absolutely.
Or do they just bring lunch with them and eat it on the lift? Or
if you're competing, you're eating on the lift.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you're there as an event and you're just there to participate and contribute to the Sunlight Ski Patrol and all that, there's a lot of people who do a few laps in the morning, stop for lunch, do a few more laps, stop for a little late evening lunch.
That's more my speed.
Exactly. And they're just part of being there for the scene and all the fun.
Okay. Having said that, you do have like a little award ceremony at the end of the day, right?
We do. And it's a lot of fun. And again, you know, back to the camaraderie thing, you know, everybody's everybody's cheering on everybody else, and it's just a super cool event.
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely. And so
we're also looking for sponsors. Anybody wants to contribute that way, you can buy a team in if you contribute enough money to the event. We're our tax charity, so it is a write-off.
501c3 non-for-profit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay. Exactly.
So are you looking for cash sponsors? Are you looking for folks to donate to the silent auction?
We don't do the silent auction anymore. Okay. But, she retired. She was a one-person team. She was fantastic.
Vicki Rushell. She was amazing lady.
She ran the whole thing. When she said, I'm done, no one wanted to take it up.
we're
just looking for more sponsors now to make
it
up.
It is a lot of work. It is a lot of work.
And mm-hmm. she did a phenomenal job. But no, we can take cash sponsors. We can take swag because we give out bags to all the contestants. So if some product you want put in the bag, we'll take that. Absolutely. Okay. We'll work with anybody.
We'd take cash. I say we.
Yeah, we.
The volunteers will take cash donations that the treasurer can write a receipt so you can get a tax credit on that.
Absolutely. Whatever's donated is tax write-off.
All right. And contact information is on the Ski Patrol website?
Yeah, it's easy to find. Sunlight Volunteer Ski Patrol.
Okay. Actually, Sunlight Ski Patrol.
SunlightSkiPatrol.com.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay. Yep. And again, you can find more there or at sunlightmtn.com, mm-hmm. of course, which is a website I check frequently, especially when the snow is falling.
Right.
Aren't those the greatest cameras?
Yeah.
I love those cameras.
Absolutely. I remember the very first webcam that they had up there, and it's improved.
Oh, so much.
Oh, yeah.
Every time it is replaced, there's a marked improvement in the quality of the camera. It's really cool. Back to the after event.
Yeah.
And everybody's actually welcome to show up at the end of the day and hang out,
open.
Right?
I mean, not the end. The lodge is open. The bar's open. There's food. You can buy in if you decide to eat there. There's going to be live music, I believe. The award ceremonies is always fun to watch because as the event's gone on, the contestants seem to get a little younger because the older people just can't keep up anymore. And no one wants to come down and take a chance at it.
That's because you and I are getting older, my friend.
Yeah, the kids stay the same age, but the best fans really are the parents. They're hanging out in the lift lines, passing off sandwiches and water, getting the kids keeping on going. Kids, they're 30 years old.
I think the team that – the oldest team last year was 118 years old between the two of them.
Oh, wow.
So that's a pretty old team.
That is an old team.
That's a few laps
And those guys did like 43 runs. I mean, they were not slouches by any means.
No.
That's awesome.
It is.
And
awesome.
I guess it kind of falls into the category if you stay in shape, which
just keep skiing.
You mean never grow up?
Yeah. I'm all about that for sure. For sure. $125 for a team of two.
Yes.
To participate in the Defiance Challenge, and that includes everything we've talked about here except for alcohol. You got to buy your own alcohol at the end of the day, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And then, again, if anybody else is hanging around Sunlight Friday night, March 3rd, and you want to hang out with these people that have spent the day running up and down the lift – then that's fine. As Pat mentioned, you can buy in if you want to, if you want to eat. Or
you can. You can come in and get dinner. And I can't remember what Allison said. It's going to be $12 or $13.
That's pretty reasonable.
It's really reasonable for like a plate of real food. I don't know where else you're going to get a meal that cheap.
Exactly.
And about what time does everything wrap up? Keep in mind, these folks are up there skiing and snowboarding starting at 7 a.m.
The race is technically over at 5 as long as they
that's
board
the last
the
lift ride.
So they have to ride the lift up and then ski down. So, and then there's the whole tabulating all the counting and making sure everything.
So then dinner gets going about 6, and I think everybody kind of socializes and mingles till about 7. And awards ceremony typically goes off somewhere around 7:15, 7:30, and it wraps up because everybody's having a good time, and you get those folks who do like to have a adult beverage or two, and it's usually 8:30 or 9 by the time it kind of wraps up.
Okay. So it's definitely a full day for folks that are participating. But again, a couple hours to recover and laugh and talk about, you know, what happened that day up on the slopes. And again, it is the big fundraiser of the year for Sunlight Volunteer Ski Patrol.
It is. And I just also want to clarify it. Also, half the proceeds that we take in towards this goes to the family of a fallen ski patroller. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, the job we do is kind of dangerous, and people do fall. We lose them every year. We reach out to families. We've had a kid that we've been reaching out to for the last 4 or 5 years that we put money towards his scholarships for college because his father died patrolling. So that's what we try to also remember. Half of it goes to a really good cause.
Thank you for reminding me.
Yeah, and also we're talking about this. I'm like, this is something we got to remember.
And we talk about it every year. You'd think I would remember, so I apologize.
And I think that goes back to the all these ski patrol folks. They're super empathetic people. And that's so great in this day and age.
Well, they understand. They've probably been in situations that could have, you know, one minor nuance been a little different.
Oh, yeah.
Would have turned out a little bit differently, too. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, definitely good to take care of your own, as it were, right?
Exactly. That's exactly what we're trying to do.
I appreciate that. And maybe at the same time, as I mentioned, the folks in the red coats always look so cool up on the mountain.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll pick up another couple volunteers.
We really need to pick up some more volunteers because we have a whole generation. One of your former teachers, Larry Strohmeyer, he's still doing it. God bless him.
Worked direct with him yesterday, Saturday.
That's awesome. Isn't he a great guy?
He's amazing.
But we have a whole generation of guys that are into their 70s now. And we need to keep it moving. You got to keep bringing in new folks and getting them trained. And, you know, Paul's a great example. 8 years, and, you know, he came in and got trained, and now he's on the board and one of the leaders, and it's great.
And, again, you kind of approached it, Paul, as it's something new to learn.
Yeah, I mean, it was a great mountain. I started out because it was something to do while my kid was up there skiing. You know, now he's hanging out in the park. I'm hanging out skiing with a great group of guys. You know, at 44, I feel like I'm one of the youngest volunteers up there. So, you know, if we can get some guys in their 20s and 30s, you know, it's a lot easier for them to ski the black runs with the toboggan behind them than it is for me.
You're talking about the terrain park. He's hanging out at the terrain park,
right? That's where all the teenagers just
tricks
hang
and
out.
Stuff. Yeah.
yeah. Not into it.
Doing inhuman stuff that just does not.
Yeah, brah.
The physics don't make sense.
A few times I won't go back there.
Again, the website is two websites, actually. I'll give you sunlightskipatrol.com and sunlightmtn.com, which, of course, if you live around here, you should probably be familiar with anyway. You can sign up for the Defiance Challenge from either one of those websites. Again, it's on Friday, March 3rd. Everybody starts at 7 a.m. You ski or snowboard until 5 p.m. that day. And then enjoy some good times in the Last Turn Lounge.
Post-party. Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, exactly. And then listen to the awards. Mm-hmm. And, you know, usually when I say something, for instance, 47 runs at the Defiance Challenge will never be broken. If I said that, I guarantee the next year it would happen.
Right.
So we'll see if it's the same way with you.
Somebody bring it.
Yeah, records were made to be broken.
They
were.
Exactly. Yeah. That's why we keep them.
Again, this afternoon, we're talking with Paul Janey and Pat Corcoran, who are Sunlight Ski Patrol volunteers and board members, and Mike Bomley, who spends most of his week maybe getting a run in or two. Actually, as the mountain manager, how often do you get to?
I wear a lot of hats.
Yeah,
and the new department on my plate is transportation. I don't know how that happened, but anyway, it's fine. I get to do a lot of different things. I mean, I'm a lift mechanic in the mornings, so it's great because I get a lot of diversity, and it's never a dull moment.
Never the same day twice. I appreciate that.
It's great. Yeah.
Speaking of lift mechanic.
Yeah,
we've been talking for, I think, the last couple years about the replacement of the Segundo lift, which is actually the original lift at Sunlight, right?
From 1972 it went in. It was originally the 1A chair on Aspen Mountain. Went in there in 1954 was there till 71. It's been at Sunlight from 72 till now. We were hoping to get that out this summer. We're running into some issues with the supply chain, and the lift manufacturers are super busy. So I'm just letting everybody know it's going to be a two-summer project. We're going to move and get ahead on anything that we can do this summer, any of the tower foundations. It'll be in a little bit different location. We'll get those poured. We're going to do a big retaining wall and kind of open up the Segundo unload area. So we'll get that done, and then we need to do a bunch of dirt work and some expansion of the flat area at Segundo load. And that's because it's a triple chair, replacing a double chair. So we also need to cut on the lift line and widen the lift line for the triple chair.
Gotcha.
So we're going to do all we can, but some of these supply chain things, the lead time is 80 weeks, and we cannot take a chance on taking that lift out and not having a lift there next winter.
So your intent is make sure that all lifts are operable next winter.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so there may be some construction during the summer, but you're going to make
sure
that
old Segundo will be there again next winter. But no, we're still on track to get it replaced. It's just some supply chain issues. All the lift manufacturers are busy, and because the lift profile is a little bit different than where it was at A Basin, it's a 20-year-old Palma that's in immaculate shape. It's going to be a huge upgrade for us. And
if worst comes to worst, didn't you tell me that the old Model A that was the original is still up there somewhere? What's the name of the road?
Showdown.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. In the trees, right?
It is.
Still see it if you know where to look.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love history and, absolutely, you know, little hidden
there's,
things.
There's
like
a
that.
Lot of cool history, and I think we're, you know, when we do get all the parts for the new lift, I think we're going to save a couple of those old erector set towers from the current Segundo and probably move them out by the stable.
Okay.
You know, and put them there and probably put a Sunlight sign on it. We're going to try and – I mean, we are just growing like crazy. I mean, we're growing. Our business is doing great, which is awesome. The trick to all of it is to grow responsibly and hold on to our vibe, our character. That's we're trying to grow responsibly.
I like that. What about the chairs?
We are going to sell the chairs.
Okay.
But not this year.
Okay. So maybe we'll have a conversation about that next year.
Yep. And we've already sold some, to Christine and Bo. Sorry. We got your money, but you're going to have to wait another year.
Back to the Defiance Challenge. Again, it happens this year, Friday, March 3rd at Sunlight Mountain Resort. I want to say that you do have folks obviously have to sign a waiver and that kind of thing, a little paperwork that needs
absolutely
to be done.
Yep.
Can they do that ahead of time, or do they need to show up like 6:30 on Friday the 3rd?
It's a whole lot better if they can get it done ahead of time.
Okay.
We have people in registration at 6, and it's – and you don't want to put yourself through that where you're scrambling.
No, you can do it online. That's the optimal way to do it.
Yeah.
It prepares everything. We'll have a bag waiting for you with swag, and we're not throwing everything together at the last minute. And it gives us an idea of how many people are going to competing that year.
Which is my next question. Do you have a limit on the number of people that can participate?
We do. 50 teams, so 100 people total.
Okay.
And I guess I should state that, you know, when you do this event, it's not like it's not like wrestling where you tag in, tag out. You need to ride the chair with your partner. You need to ski the runs with your partner. That's where there's kind of because you're going fast, you need to have that safety factor built in. You got to keep an eye on each other. And
just because of the endurance and everything and the
absolutely
fact that it's all expert terrain.
Oh, yeah.
And anytime you're outdoors, you should always be with a partner anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Or
absolutely.
So they told me, you know. And so it absolutely makes sense. And will you have, speaking of ski patrol, will you have some extra ski patrol around that day, I imagine?
Yeah, the race is run by the volunteers. So the volunteers will be up there on the mountain running the race. So you'll have normally it's all paid on Friday. There'll be a whole cohort of volunteers up there working that day.
So speaking of paid.
Yes.
So you do have some paid ski patrollers, and they work Monday through Friday at Sunlight because the volunteers are working their real jobs, right?
Absolutely. Exactly.
Well, you know what they say. If you find something you love, then, you know.
You know, and I would say to you too, Gabe, because I know you like to snowboard. You know, we're getting more and more snowboarders on patrol, and they are really good riders. They are all really strong riders that they can keep up with any skier I know. So,
talk about the process. I mean, we mentioned this a couple times already. It does take about a year from beginning to end, and it is a commitment. What is from the first step to the last step where you get the red coat?
Yeah.
What happens between those two things?
Well, it starts out with the medical. Go ahead.
Yeah, there are a couple different ways you could go. I mean, starting with the OEC class in the summer is ideal. We typically start beginning of August. You know, we do one night a week for a couple months, get you through that. And then there's also the skiing portion of it. So we've got a really awesome group of toboggan trainers this year to teach people how to get down the mountain.
What's the inside joke here? I mean,
he just became a toboggan trainer.
Well, okay.
Don't dislocate your shoulder, patting yourself on the back.
You know, and a big part of that is a bunch of people come into this and they know how to ski, but knowing how to ski does not equate into being good at skiing with a toboggan. It takes a lot of hours to get really good at that.
So we'll go out every weekend with the new recruits with the toboggan, and this is where I'm glad Mike put that plug in for the snowboarders, is on that steeper terrain. Sometimes it is a little easier for a snowboarder to, you know, maneuver their way down the East Ridge with moguls the size of Volkswagens. You know, we'll get there. The mountain is set up pretty easy for a snowboard as well. So continue on with that. So just a lot of work into making sure you're getting somebody down safely, a comfortable ride, you know, get them there.
And then last but not least, you got to get through your Avalanche One class. And that's, what is it, four nights in class, and then it's four days. 4 days in the field of learning how to probe and, you know, different types of snow conditions, how to dig a pit, what you're looking for. And it's, I mean, it's super educational stuff that you will take with you for the rest of your life.
Am I wrong? Between Christmas and New Year and the first part of January this year, it seemed like there were so many avalanche deaths in Colorado.
Oh, man.
And I don't know if it was about the conditions or the number of people that are getting out because, you know, it was a good snow year. But
I think it's a combination of all those things. I think it was, you know, a bunch of snow early. It didn't have a lot of time. It just kept snowing. Didn't have a lot of time to consolidate in the early season. And then I think you just have more and more people skiing and going into the backcountry. The gear is so good now that I think it unfortunately allows a lot of people to try things that are above their ability. Okay. And I think that's you know, something we need to address. It's an industry that we need to somehow educate people to, man, stay within your ability. Don't put yourself in those positions.
Sure.
Okay. And I mean, you know, I go to church up in Marble. And up in Marble now on the Quarry Road, there's 200 or 300 people skinning up to the ridge there on the weekends. Really? It's It's there's so many people in the backcountry now.
Yeah. I hear you. And so the avalanche is the avalanche class is one of the last things that you'll do before you
get through your medical and your ski and toboggan training, and then once you're through that, then you have a year to get your Abbey One.
Yeah, all Sunlight Patrollers are Abbey One certified.
Gotcha.
And then you get your red coat.
Gotcha. And so that's actually could be up to 2 years. Before you actually...
One more thing, too. And then you got to... When you get through all that, then they have to go out and run three accidents on their own, shadowed by an experienced patroller, just to make sure that... Yeah, provisionals, just to make sure that they've got all their ducks in a row and...
So actual field work, like actually working on someone.
You can perform those tasks under pressure in the heat of the moment. And that's... not everyone can do that. And that's how we unfortunately have to weed some people out.
Sure. Fair enough. So if anybody is listening and would like to become a volunteer on Ski Patrol at Sunlight, sunlightskipatrol.com, and there's contact information there.
Everything there. You go there, you can find and contact anybody who would want to help you get in there. Or, like, you can just ski by any Saturday or Sunday, sure, the top of the mountain, patrol headquarters, and just stick your head in and,
right,
and give it usually give grilling, a shout out.
Usually grilling something that smells good up at the top.
We try.
Yeah. But, yeah, any day you're up there, just poke your head into ski patrol, even if it's during the week and it's the paid staff, they will get you in touch.
Mm-hmm.
Are both the paid patrol and the volunteer patrol train together, work together, and it really is, in my mind, one patrol.
And you mentioned Strohmeyer. Have you seen Daryl in the last season?
No, unfortunately, Daryl's retired, and yeah. I miss him dearly. He's been in a lot of ways like a big brother to me. He's tough situations in my life and tough personnel decisions, he's always just given me stellar sound advice.
You always appreciate those folks that you can lean on.
I really do. What a wonderful man.
Yeah. Again, if you want to participate in the Defiance Challenge, it's $125 for a team of two. There is a limit of 50 teams, so 100 people.
Mm-hmm.
You do as many runs as you can throughout the day on Friday, March 3rd. Again, yes, you stay together on the run and on the lift, and then you participate in that after party, if you will, at the end of the day, starting around 5:30, 6 o'clock when everybody rolls in.
5:30, I'd say.
Anybody that does not participate in the Defiance Challenge can still hang out at the Last Turn Lounge.
Actually, there's a pretty good party going on after 4.
I imagine. Well,
people cheering people on that last hour, and it's it's a lot of fun. It's just, I don't know how else to explain it. It's a lot of fun for everybody involved.
Like you say, it just adds to that character.
Exactly.
It
really does.
Does.
Gentlemen, any final thoughts as we put the wraps on the conversation?
Just thank you for all you guys do. And, I mean, you guys do a fantastic job. And commuting from Rifle, man, I tune into KMTS to know what's going on the road.
Well, I appreciate that. We don't always get it right. We don't always do the best, but we do the best we can, and I appreciate you recognizing that. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Much appreciated. All the best. We will see you on Friday the 3rd.
Thank you.
Perfect.
At the end of the day.
Yep.
You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.